The ball is in the Justice Department's court today after a federal judge ordered the release of more parts of the Mueller report related to Michael Flynn. That's President Trump's former national security advisor, who told special counsel Robert Mueller that people connected to the Trump administration and Congress tried to influence his cooperation with the investigation. The government has until May 31st to produce the materials described in the court documents. For more, we're joined by NPR National Security Editor Phil Ewing. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Jeremy.
So Michael Flynn is the former national security advisor. He was part of the Trump campaign. He pleaded guilty to lying to investigators. Take your time here, Phil, because this is complicated, and tell us more about what exactly the judge wants the public to see.
Well, the context for this is the ongoing endgame, if you will, to Flynn's legal case. He has pleaded guilty to this federal crime and admitted his wrongdoing, as it were, in court in a hearing last year before this judge, Judge Emmett Sullivan in Washington, D.C. But the judge wasn't ready to actually go ahead and sentence Flynn at that time. And so there's been motions and other things taking place in court since then to resolve what will happen with Flynn. Will he go to prison for some period of time? Will he get probation or have to pay a fine, etc.? And in furtherance of that effort in court, the government and Flynn and the judge have been talking about what should happen. And one of the things the judge said in court documents yesterday was he wants evidence the government has produced about things that has described about Flynn's actions. And that's going to be interesting if, in fact, we get this material at the end of the month. And I'll just read to you from some of the material from the judge's court order. One of the things is an unredacted version of the portions of the Mueller report that relate to Mr. Flynn, a transcript of the voicemail recording referenced in some of the court documents that you mentioned a moment ago, in which White House or congressional supporters of Donald Trump ostensibly talked to Flynn about his cooperation with investigators, and also audio recordings of Mr. Flynn's conversation with Russian officials. Now, this is the origin of Flynn's case. He was negotiating before Trump's inauguration with Russia's ambassador about how the United States and Russia should deal with sanctions imposed by then outgoing President Barack Obama's administration. He lied to investigators about that and has admitted doing so. And so if, in fact, we get this material by the end of the month, we could hear this voicemail from some person talking to Flynn about why he shouldn't cooperate, and potentially Flynn's own conversation with the former ambassador, Ambassador Kislyak, about that critical period of time before Trump became president.
Phil, the court filings also revealed a new detail that Flynn told investigators that he overheard or discussed with senior Trump campaign officials the idea of reaching out to WikiLeaks. What can you tell us about that?
That's right. And this is part of the ongoing question about what took place and whether it might have broken the law between Donald Trump's campaign in 2016 and WikiLeaks, which was being used by Russia's intelligence service, the GRU, to release things it was stealing from political targets in the United States via cyber attacks. And what these court documents say is Flynn told investigators that he recalled conversations with senior campaign officials after the release of the Podesta emails. Those are the emails from Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman, John Podesta, during which the prospect of reaching out to WikiLeaks was discussed. Now, according to other court documents and an indictment in the Russia investigation, there were communications between Trump's campaign and WikiLeaks indirectly through the political consultant Roger Stone and people who were working with him. Now, there's been no allegation about a criminal conspiracy that reaches all the way to Russia. But Roger Stone is going to go on trial later this year for allegedly lying to Congress and obstructing its investigation into this part of the story. So we could learn more then. But this evidence from Flynn confirms that there was a widespread desire within the Trump campaign in 2016 to get to WikiLeaks, to get to its founder, Julian Assange, and see what they could learn about what he was receiving and what he was releasing, which was politically helpful to the Trump campaign.
Phil, are we likely to hear from the man himself, Robert Mueller, on Capitol Hill anytime soon?
That's a great question. The Justice Department hasn't, so far as we're aware, raised any official objection to that taking place. But at the same time, you're seeing the same frustrations as the rest of us from the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler, in terms of actually scheduling something. They hoped it would be this week. In fact, they hoped it would take place on Wednesday. Clearly, that didn't happen. And so the question is, is Mueller himself less enthusiastic? Is the Justice Department just not playing ball? Or is this just a schedule problem? And will they eventually get to a point where they can agree on a date for him to come up?
It's NPR National Security Editor Phil Ewing. Phil, thanks.
Thank you.